Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for another bathroom break. I'm here with the Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials, and I'm Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast. And we're going to be talking about how to do testimonials and social proof in a different way. But before we do that, Daniel, I got a question for you. Do you ever kind of lie when you're dealing with people? Do you ever be like, oh, I got a hard stop, I got to go and do something? Or are you just always, you know, like Abe Lincoln, always honest?
No, I definitely say I have hard stops if I want to get up for a meeting. I think if a meeting ends at a certain time, that is a hard stop to me. So if a meeting ends, right. But so many people like try to drag it an extra 5-10 minutes. I always say, like, just let you know, I have a hard stop at 3, just so they sets expectation in front. I don't think it's lying, because it is a hard stop, because I committed to the meeting.
But like, if the meeting is horrible, it'd be like, oh, actually, I have a hard stop like now.
Oh yeah, I have an emergency in Slack. I have to go. Rarely, but I've done it in terrible meetings.
Yeah, I bail on them. Oh my god, I got a roll. I just got this call.
Oh yeah, someone's calling me. Hold on, my kid's calling me from school.
Anytime I'm in a bad session at an event, I just pick my phone, put it in my ear, and I walk out. Oh. That's my move. All right. Well, speaking of things that are not bad is when you get a testimonial. But I think in general, marketers and business owners and whatever business consumer, they're doing testimonials. They're doing all of it kind of wrong. So, Daniel, what is your take on the value and how to do it right?
Well, first of all, like, we'll go into like the why, just for people who are on the fence about it. Like social proof is psychology. So like, people trust people who are like them. So like, if you have people who are similar to you, it'll push them through the line in a purchase choice. And I think like, it's kind of like table stakes now for marketers to have it on landing page where there's a form that's can convert people. And I think, Jay, if you want to go into your first one, and I'll give a couple, but I just want to set it up that like, you need to have this, like, it's a must if you want to increase conversions on your landing page.
Yeah, no, it is 100% table stakes. It's more important than anything else on your site is some version of social proof. But the thing that people mess up is that, well, let's say you have testimonials and you only need like one. You don't need like 1,000. You need like one or two. But what you don't want to do is have generic testimonials, whether you're a consumer product or business. So you don't want a testimonial on your site that says, this is great, or I loved it. It doesn't mean anything. The secret sauce actually increases conversions is quantifiable social proof. So if it was on the business side, how does that look? So instead of saying, you know, this is great application, it would say, you know, in just 60 days, we cut our onboarding time by 43% using blah, blah, blah. Right. Or on the consumer side, it might say, you know, we saved $146 a month by using blah, blah, blah. When somebody can see themselves in the social proof, that's when they say, you know what, I'm going to buy. It's that last vote of confidence. So what do you think about all that?
Yeah, I think I'll add on to that. And if you want to take it like one step further, is having iPhone style user generated content or UGC on the page where an actual customer is talking about this outcome they got. I think if you're looking at the consumer side, it's someone actually using your product. So like, if you're in beauty industry, someone trying on the makeup, if you're taking a supplement, like showing your morning routine with the supplement. But in the B2B side, you could show, like, you can have someone talking, and when someone sees like this person with this title talking, it's more of a personal connection, and it will help drive that person that extra inch to get you through the purchase.
And that's what it's all about. It's that last validation. They're on the fence. Are they going to buy? Are they not going to buy? And another one that some people do, but we don't do it enough, is using logos. Hopefully everybody has some clients Okay. Consumer products, business products, doesn't matter. And if you're a consumer product and you don't have business logos upon your site, maybe you leverage things like Featured In and you put some publications that you've been mentioned in, but logos of other known entities, right? If it is on the business side, you want to use those business logos, but putting these logos maybe in a little bit of a grayed out look near the conversion area, near that submission button on that final CTA is a game changer. It will lift your conversions. If you do an A-B test on your site and you say, oh, Jay's full of it, whatever, do an A-B test on your site where you have logos and where you don't. You want to do anything you can to get people over the hump.
I would also say that if you're doing like ads to a landing page and it's a certain customer you're targeting, like don't keep the generic logos on every single page. Make sure it like matches your client. Like I see one thing you could do too is like if you have a pricing page in different tiers, have like the different customers like of different tiers. So well-known like small business customers, well-known like medium business customers, well-known enterprise customers. People want to like relate to people in their same space. So don't just, if you're going to do this in a more spread out way and you're running like ads to landing page, don't always think about the logos of and what that client would care about or that potential client would care about when they're landing on your landing page. So that's just a step further if you want to like, but if you just starting, add something there. But the next level is adding something specific companies for each tier you're on.
Yeah, and I would throw in one last one, which we do with our events, which is we use logos of people who are attending our events, which when we first got started with our events, we didn't have like the craziest speakers or the biggest sponsors. We're like, well, how can we get some social proof? But we had a bunch of registrants and they were from really cool companies. And we're like, you know what? We put up on the site, you'll be there joining other people that also be there from these companies. And it crushed it. It helped so much when we put that up. So just kind of game the system a little bit and think about how you can have social proof beyond just reviews. Not everybody has 5,000 reviews and you don't need 5,000 reviews if you play it a little different. All right, Daniel, let me go back to the original question about, you know, lying to people, whatever. So if you're texting with somebody and someone sends you something that they think is funny, but it's not funny, do you do them a solid, just reply back like LOL or a haha? Or if it's not funny, you just won't even, you're like, no, that's not funny.
If I generally don't think it's funny, I'll like say like, what is this? but I'll give someone like something like, I think you can give like gauge reaction of someone. If someone goes just ha ha versus like caps ha ha versus like million laughing emojis, you could see like the level of funny. Right, right. So Ari's actually really good at this. Like when I know I didn't send her something funny, she'll just be like ha. And then like when it's really funny, she'll be like dying, like money. So I know when something's funny. So I appreciate when people tell me the level of funny when I'm texting.
This is very important. You should come out with a level of funny. I'll tell you what's not funny, us. So this is awesome. Listen, leave the Marketing Millennials a review, follow their show. And if you're really bored, do that for Do This, Not That. And we'll see you at the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.